210 today.
The feds are touring a Michigan jail. Could be the site for the Gitmo inmates. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Is it Kansas, Leavenworth, Fort Leavenworth, or is it Michigan? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As you can imagine, people in Michigan in that area not thrilled either. We'll talk about Afghanistan and what the end game could be. Also, another earthquake, do you believe it? 6.5 rocking Japan's east coast. Also, some of the other things that we're going to dive into. Oh, yet another person to throw into the dungeon. I haven't had any dungeon people in so long, any inmates, I guess they're not people, they're inmates, in so long that we had one on our previous show. I think we had one last week, but I got another great one coming up for you here on ATN. Also, coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to DJ Frost, an international pilot who's flown over the Hudson Corridor that, of course, over the weekend was the scene of tragedy. Some people looking up into the air, looking out to the beautiful skies in New York. It was a great day, and a helicopter that was a sightseeing helicopter and a plane that collided, killing all nine people on board. Finally, they've recovered all of those bodies. But a lot of people are describing that corridor of airspace as something akin to the Wild West. That doesn't make me feel comfortable. I think of the times that I've flown over that area. So we'll dive into that coming up in another 10 minutes. Hey, speaking of that, I saw a wild story, and I thought it had to be exaggerated, or there must be something to it. But can you imagine if an airline offered you $5.99 for an all-you-can-fly pass? Kind of like the all-you-can-eat buffets, you know, that people are so tempted by. Well, JetBlue is doing that. I checked with the corporation. It's true. You can book an unlimited amount of flights for over a month, is what they're saying, for $5.99. So you can fly any of the JetBlue 56 stops, destinations, between September 8th and October 8th. You have to book by August 21st. That's incredible. If you lived in an area where they had JetBlue, I live in an area where, of course, you don't have access to JetBlue. It's not any of the destination places. But, for example, if you're listening to me in Connecticut, a lot of people in Connecticut jump on those JetBlue flights to go across the country and some of the interesting places that JetBlue flies. So it would be worth it, I think, for some of those frequent flyer people, or if there's long lost relatives that you haven't seen and there's just no way you could afford it. Can you imagine? This is like manna from heaven, but of course the key would be, do you have the time? And what is the catch? I mean, if you have how many people that are getting these passes, it's probably first come, first serve, right? Just like a buffet. You get in line, boom, you're in. And the guy that's all the way back, he doesn't get the good piece of roast beef. Too bad, he's 50 deep. And they're out of the good roast beef. It's just the ends of the roast beef. So I'm thinking there'll be an avalanche of people that will jump on this, and that's probably what will happen there. I think it's a brilliant idea, though. Whoever came up with that in a marketing meeting should be applauded, because they'll just book that sucker right up. So if they're having problems filling flights, which I hear they are, this will take care of that. And as I said, we're going to jump into the whole thing with the Hudson River crash and the pilot and what happened there and the VIPs and all that sort of stuff and what some of the fallout has been from that, obviously. Plus, the odd news, news you can abuse. I had Sharon, I had Ed, I had Phil, all requesting that I do more of the upside down, all around news you can abuse. So just for all of you listening, we're going to give you extra news you can abuse on this version of America Tonight in the four fat hours that we have. One of the stories we're going to tell you about is a freaky story. A man pleading not guilty to ringing the doorbell. I mean, you know, so what? Was it a prank, ringing the doorbell? Did you do that when you were 10 years old, 11 years old on mischief night? Now, there's a new twist to this story. Apparently, this guy in California, at least is suspected of doing this, nude at the houses that he rang the doorbell. Yeah. So go up, boom, hit that doorbell, standing there nude. I'm going to look through the little peephole from now on, I think, when I hear the doorbell ring. Because, of course, I have to run down steps. So a lot of times, not thinking, you know, you flip the door open. I think I might think twice now when I hear the doorbell. And there's some other crazy things to that story, so we will jump to that as well. First, let's take our leadoff man. Sam is listening to us across the border. A lot of people talking about Canada these days and the comparisons with the health care and all the shouting that's going on in the United States over health care reform. And, again, people trying to compare it to what would it be like if we had the same kind of insurance, health insurance anyway, as Canada. Hey, Sam.
That guy from California, if he did it in our neck of the woods, whether it be, you know, Philly or Montreal, if he did it like in December and January, he'd freeze. If you know
well,
what I mean.
And plus the reaction. Can you imagine the reaction? You know, sometimes you're tired, you're not thinking, you fling open the door, and the guy's standing there with everything hanging out, let's say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, certain
neighbors. Weird.
Yeah, he'd be, you know, in some cases, he'd be a good politician because he's nuts.
Nuts, I like that.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
What's on my... Okay, well, obviously, we're not going to talk about that until late. And I hear a dog barking in the background.
Yes, I think there is a dog barking. That could be Mahalo barking in the background, upset that he's not getting any attention, I'm thinking. But that's okay. Just ignore the dog. It's no problem. What's on your mind?
I see you've been talking to some of my ex-girlfriends, but that's another thing. Now our humble prime minister went to Panama, and now he's had a trade deal with Panama. I'm thinking, like, what the hell? You know, I'm thinking, okay, granted, we don't mind the trade, you know, trade and all that, but I'm thinking at the same time, next thing you know, he's going to try and get all of Central, South, and, you know, all over the Americas just trying to get, you know, trade deals going. I'm going to be like, excuse me, Steve, you've got a country to run here. Hello? You know what I'm trying to say? Kate, you still there?
The globe trotting thing. What's the deal with Panama? I'm just trying to make cut another deal?
Supposedly for trade deal for like $150 million a year in trade.
Well, you know what? Probably maybe stacking some of the options, too, because there has to be a little bit of concern. You even said it with of course, Julie and the work that she does. People in Canada concerned about that Buy American clause that was in the stimulus package that came out, and the people in Mexico as well. So maybe he's kind of, sort of stacking the deck.
Right. Oh, yeah, by the way, I spoke to Steve. He was disappointed. He said, darn it, that one's... Because Julie and I, even you know, we were talking that if we ever, and I'm hoping she'll say change her mind eventually, Steve would perform the ceremony.
Wow, how cool would that be? So he would come back to Canada, or you would even go there?
No, Steve said we talked about it and said we'd have it here because most of her family, especially she's got older aunts and uncles who, for whatever reason, can't travel. You know, they're getting on in years.
So he would come back to Canada, but that'd be kind of cool to be married in Israel, too. But if you have more family, obviously, there, it's probably easier. Wow, that'd be neat. Very cool. All right, Slam and Sammy, keep us abreast of what's going on in Canada. Do me a favor, ask some of your coworkers how they feel about Canadian health care coverage. And if you can't get them to call America tonight, at least take a little mini poll so we can see if everybody thinks it's kind of mediocre, because I've talked to a bunch of people, and they disagree. They say, no, it's not mediocre. Where are you hearing all this? Coming up next, we're going to talk with DJ Frost. Hang with us.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves, Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Well, we've said it a ton of times here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We've talked about those helicopters that fly over that, over Manhattan, and in particular over that area of the Hudson where the crash was over the weekend. I've taken the helicopter tours, and it's just incredible to be able to look down and see New York and all it has to offer from the airspace. But now we're wondering how dangerous it is. And as I said, there was one city council person in New York who described it as kind of like the Wild West, and there's no regulations, and that's part of the problem. Joining us now on the show, DJ Frost, one of our favorite pilots who's flown that area and internationally. Hey, DJ.
Good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. What's the deal with that airspace? How dangerous is it?
Well, you know, first of all, Kate, I just want to say I know a lot of people saw those pictures and might be feeling a little bit of stress about flying around the airspace. And I got a great stress release technique, free recording at flystressfree.com to help anybody with any fears of flying. Well, you know what? It has to be kept in perspective that this does not happen very often. It's generally, it works well. People are in communication. The pilots are doing their see and avoid with their visual flight rules. So it has to be kept in that light and looking at that not a lot of this is going wrong, that there's a lot of right things that are working within the VFR corridor. Yet they're going to look at a lot of things that went wrong that day also, and there will be certain recommendations coming from the MTSB.
What do you think some of the recommendations would be if you had to take a guess at it?
Well, they could be looking at a certain collision avoidance systems that could be inside the airplane, utilized for looking at other traffic as they're approaching. They could look at closure rates, things like that. They could look at better training, possibly a certain air traffic control procedures that would have some kind of certain radar down there to control it a little closer. So they have to balance that also with the cost and whether it's really necessary, whether this is just a pilot error accident or whether it was just one of those things. And it's sad to say that. And what do you say to those families that perished? And it's a very difficult situation to look at. Yet the freedom to fly in that area is part of what makes this country in the United States so great for pilots to be able to have that freedom to fly in that area.
Yeah, I agree. So in a way, I guess you don't want too much regulation because, boy, you'd be cutting off some beautiful stretch of the country.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's a lot of many, many pilots who fly on their own, who are private pilots, who are very, very competent, very cautious, and really look out. So a lot of things have to be taken into consideration. And it's really important that, you know, knee-jerk reactions aren't made and yet kept in perspective that, you know, we have a lot of auto accidents and in the country every week, a lot of people perish in accidents. So we really have to look at it in the overall spectrum of things.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, besides that happened, there was that crazy lockdown in Minnesota at the Rochester Airport. And now they're talking about the passenger bill of rights and all of that. You know, how crazy is that? And you can imagine the pilots and the crew were also involved. That had to be incredibly frustrating. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
No, I haven't been in a situation quite that long. I mean, I've been in some long lineups on runways and all. And when I've been in captain of an aircraft, I would always elect to go to the gate or find some way to take care of my passengers to get off the airplane. I was very shocked to find that, especially with the advancements in the passenger bill of rights. I just don't get it. I mean, why didn't somebody just at least call the director at the airport, make an emergency call to take care of those poor people? They were just about kidnapped in that respect and held hostage. And I'm very disappointed in the reaction from Continental Airlines, Continental Express, and how they conducted that, sure.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, too, because remember when it happened with the JetBlue thing? They handled it well after the people that were stuck. Of course, then it brought up the whole Bill of Rights, the passenger Bill of Rights and whatnot, which I think is a good thing. I mean, obviously, the airspace is more crowded. We know that. I think people do have patience, but they don't have patience for crazy, silly things like that. It made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Were they afraid that they said they couldn't find people on the ground and they would be breaking violations of the FAA. I don't see what the violations would be. I agree with you that it could be making a call.
Yeah. No, I don't understand it either. They said the TSA screeners had gone home, yet the people were getting off the plane. They don't need to be screened to get off the plane, yet they would probably be delayed if they tried to leave right away because they couldn't screen the people, yet that's what they had to do anyway. They still couldn't go anywhere for many hours because the crew also needed rest. So I really don't understand what they were thinking about at that point. It's sad because it was also human sanitation within the airplane too and basic needs that weren't even being met for human beings. That's not right either.
Yeah, no kidding. Then we had a couple of weeks ago that flight from that was going from Rio de Janeiro to Houston, and they had that weird thing with the clear, I forget what it was, the clear airspace or something, the swoosh that kind of sucked the plane in, and the people were jostled around, and some of them were actually injured. They hit the ceiling of the plane. It was crazy.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I did talk about this on my blog recently, and the people who got injured during that turbulence, and there's several updrafts and downdrafts, and it was very similar to like a wind shear. Of course, we're used to wind shear when it's close to the ground and it pushes an airplane down and there's an accident. This is almost like a wind shear up at a high altitude. And all the people that got injured have one thing in common. They didn't have their seatbelt on. So it's very important, even if people are laying in their seat and they have a blanket around them, that blanket is not going to protect them if the airplane hits some turbulence. Make sure the seatbelt is on. That's very important. People were thrown up into the air and hit the ceiling that were laying down in their seats. And that's a very, very important basic thing that people must know. Even if the seatbelt sign is off, keep that seatbelt on unless you got to get up, stretch your legs, and use the restroom.
Yeah, I think that it's this we see in the movies that everybody's roaming around with cocktails. And remember the old days when I was a little girl, I can remember being on a plane from Philadelphia to Los Angeles and people smoked. I mean, can you imagine now? Of course, you would immediately, when the plane landed, you'd be arrested, et cetera. But those days are gone. And, of course, it's as you said, it's for the safety of everyone. But I looked around, and even after that happened on a quick flight I had, a lot of people just don't do that. I don't know what it is. It's just like the cars. They just don't get that. As you said, you got to put that seatbelt on. I think I was hoping that some people would be scared by, or not scared, but they would be sort of scared straight into to hearing about what happened on that flight, and more people would buckle up. I wonder if the flight attendants now are going to have to be like police officers, and they're going to have to go up and down and check the seatbelts more.
Yeah, and most of them do that, and some of them are very vigilant about checking and making sure people have their seatbelts on, especially with the blankets. That's the way they'll say, if you're going to have a blanket on you, have the seatbelt on the outside. And what's really interesting, there was a airline in China, they're thinking about trying to set up those little handles above and just have some people actually stand. I don't know if they're going to have seats in planes or what. I don't know. Maybe they just don't have turbulence in China, they figure. I don't know. Or maybe just have little sandals they can slide their feet in that are attached to the floor. I'm not sure what's going on with that airline.
Yeah, no kidding. Standing room only. Can you? We'd never see that in the United States, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No way. Hey, more people are starting to be interested in aviation and getting their own pilot's license. How hard or easy is that to do? When you're doing the hamburger runs, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, aviation is a great thing for people to participate in. There's a lot of airports now that have free demo days, and because it's something that is really fun and very interesting for people to experience, especially the young people around that are very interested in that. I've always enjoyed flying myself. It's just a great passion of mine that I've had since I was a little kid. I used to build Lego airports, and I've always enjoyed flying it, and yet I like to see the safety enhancements come along, and it is. It's always disturbing when I do see things happen, yet I know there's ways things that can be improved, and they've been improved so much over the years. It's a lot of fun, and it's still a great passion for many, many people.
Yeah, no kidding. And so, again, if everybody wants to go to your website, where do they go to get those tips on flying stress-free?
Go to flystressfree.com, flystressfree.com. I got some great tips for stress-free flying. I even have a free hypnosis download, because besides being an international pilot, I'm also a certified hypnotist, and I help people with fear of flying.
Awesome. Always a pleasure to talk to you, DJ. Thanks. We appreciate your insights.
You're welcome, Kate, anytime you need me.
All right, so you heard his website. You can go there. I know a lot of people, actually, that are not full-on shaking when they sit down in their seats, but they are definitely a little bit afraid of flying. So I've gone to the site. There are some good tips there. Read them. There's things you can do before you get on the plane so you don't have to be freaked out. All right, so we're going to take you around the globe. We have odds and ends coming up next on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
We're going to hit up odds and ends and get you caught up on everything that's going on. But plus, he's got a dungeon move to make as well before we get to the stretch drive part of this hour, at least on America Tonight. It's interesting what DJ said. As soon as that left his lips, the website, I just got 2 emails, one from Steven and one from Jake, and both of them say, wow, awesome. I think I'm going to download that hypnotist thing. So, yeah, I didn't even know that. Who knew he was a hypnotist, too? Makes sense. If you're hypnotized, what are you thinking about when you're on the plane? I don't know. I've always wondered if I could be hypnotized. Have you ever been hypnotized, Donovan? Has anyone ever done that to you?
Yeah, that actually happened to me in the course of a psychology class.
Really? And it worked. How did they do it?
Well, hypnotism, at least in the clinical sense, is all about reducing inhibitions and increasing concentration. So this was basically verbal hypnosis. So it's just someone talking in a calm, clear voice, usually with a lot of repetition.
Wow, and it worked for you? Because some people say they have a hard time going under, that they can't do that. They can't get hypnotized, whether it's from the voice or something else.
Right, and some people are more susceptible to hypnosis than others. One of the things is if you've, you know, got reservations against the process, that makes the process harder. You really do have to kind of voluntarily go along with it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, fascinating that that's one of the things that you can do. They say you can do that for weight loss, too, but obviously for stress if you have that fear of a flying thing, too. So go check out his website if you're one of those people, flystressfree.com. Sadly, whenever we have DJ on, it's always about some tragedy in the air. And, of course, it was about the tragedy mainly, what happened above the Hudson. Sad story, too. The pilot was a young guy, not even 30 years old. He was engaged. Oh, it's always those after stories. Here's the backstory on the other people involved in that flight. Hey, quickly, a rundown of who's coming up on America Tonight. Jeff Atticott's coming up next week, terrorism expert, to talk about Afghanistan and what the end game should be and what's going on there and all that sort of stuff. Also, Ronald Lewis, he's got an awesome book called Stick It to the Man. And if I just said to you, hey, we're having a guy on that wrote a book called Stick It to the Man, what would you think it's about? The Federal Reserve. Do we really need the Federal Reserve? Which, by the way, the Federal Reserve said things are looking better today, that we're having a bounce back in the economy anyway. And, of course, in our next show, Sarah McDonald, filmmaker, will join us. And on Sunday night show, as much as I'm not into the reality television show stuff, Addicted to Beauty is a show that just started that a lot of people are hooked into. And it makes sense because in this country we are addicted to beauty. There's no doubt that's why the magazines, the People magazines, the celebrities, they're so hot right now. There's all of those kinds of shows. So it'll be interesting to get that perspective, and that's on Sunday. In the meantime, as I said, this is the O&E segment for this hour, and a couple of things that you might have missed on the day that's going on around the world and around the country. One, I mentioned at the top of the hour, the feds are going to tour this possible Gitmo prison replacement in Michigan. And, of course, the people in Michigan feel just like the people in Kansas near Fort Leavenworth. They're not too excited about it. And this is a place that doesn't have a lot of people around it either. Standish, Michigan is where they're going to go to. And this will happen tomorrow. They're looking at a state prison that could be used for the suspects, right? They're going to look at the space at the facility. They're gonna look at a couple of the possibilities as far as the security is concerned, and there's been no decision yet about where to relocate the detainees, right? It's just that the heavy push is either for Michigan or for Fort Leavenworth. Now, Standish, if you don't know, is one of those supermax places, right? And it's supposed to be closed. So a lot of people, local officials will call them, meaning the city council, the mayor, et cetera, would love to see the prisoners brought there as a way to keep the prison open. That would mean there were jobs there, and it's a place where you've got 20% unemployment. So while there are still people that are kind of freaked about it, there are definitely people who are for it because they might be able to get a job at the prison. Different in Kansas. In Kansas, there is massive blowback in Leavenworth. That there were so many people that, I mean, absolutely don't want to see this happen. I mean, the community there spoke pretty loud. Republican Senator Sam Brownback and some others are opposing it. They just absolutely do not want to have those Gitmo guys there. So you got 229 terrorist suspects who are probably coming to the United States, and it's just a question of, like I said at the top, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which is the best. Maybe Michigan, because there's not as much opposition. There's some opposition, but not quite as much as there is in Kansas. All right, this was a shocker that came out today, and this fits into odds and ends. It's about Sarah Palin. CNN did a poll on Palin and her popularity, and apparently her popularity is dipping. And here's what the numbers say anyway for what the polls are worth. 39% of people question in the CNN Opinion Research Corp survey. They do them periodically in all kinds of politics, people, etc. They released it just today, and 39% of those questions have a favorable opinion of the former governor. 39%. But that's dropped down significantly. 7 from a poll they did in May, and also 9 points lower than the 48% that initially she got. 43% viewed Palin negatively, if you remember, back in May. So, and the thing that's interesting is most of the change according to this poll, and like I always say, you can manipulate polls however you want to, but most of the change, which makes it worth mentioning even on the airwaves, is that Republicans and conservatives, some of them, have soured on Palin. You know, she resigned as governor a year and a half before her first term was up, and she's talked about making bigger contributions to the conservative cause and nothing specific, and a lot of people still speculating whether or not she would make a bid for the 2012 GOP presidential nomination. So if that is the case, then she wants to keep a favorable number. So I'm wondering if people listening to me, listening to America Tonight, have soured on Sarah Palin, or is this just blowback, more of that from resigning as governor? You can always chime in on any of this stuff. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here we go again. A pirate, the pirate fears are up again because a cargo ship has now vanished off of England's coast. So this, what was happening here is there's an international search underway, right? And it's this Russian crude Arctic Sea. They got 6,500 ton cargo of timber from Finland to Algeria. They last heard from the guys on the ship, the captain, on the 31st of July, and they were speaking, with crew members there were speaking Swedish police. Got 8 to 12 masked people posing as drug enforcement officers, apparently, jumped on the board, bound and beat the crew in the waters off of Sweden, and the Arctic Sea, of course, sails under a Maltese flag, if you've heard anything about this. But this is 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and it is gone. So today, Russia said that Navy vessels are authorized to use force, any force. In fact, that's what they were quoted as saying when they're searching for this ship. But nothing. I mean, it's like evaporated. So however these pirates jump aboard, which is what the fear is, I mean, this spells serious trouble. Where have they taken this ship that it's just completely vanished? I mean, they're even using space-based detection systems, and they're not coming up with anything, and they're pretty good. I mean, they are coming up with nothing. Now, of course, once again, that the ship was headed, had gone through, rather, the Strait of Gibraltar and into the Atlantic. So, yeah, the Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, who's saying, take all necessary measures to locate, monitor, and if necessary, to free the missing vessel. So in other words, he's saying, open fire, baby. If these pirates, if you see these pirates, just blow them to bits. Whoa. How about that? And the trouble started really 3 weeks ago. So this has been an ongoing thing. We already know the piracy is on the upswing off of Somalia, and they think that there's going to be even more. Pirates just recently freed an Italian ship after 4 months. I mean, what a gig they have. We still come back to the same thing. I talked about it for weeks when we were talking about the Maersk, Alabama, and the captain and what happened on that boat. And it brought attention to the Somalian pirate problems. Now here we go again. Same thing, different ship. And this was one for the books, talking about population. The world population is projected to reach, ready for this? We almost need a drum roll for this. 7 billion in 2011. Yeah. How about that? Most of the development, I know you're not shocked by this, of course, is coming in the developing and poorest nations, obviously. 97% of global growth over the next 40 years is going to happen in Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. All of this information is from the Population Reference Bureau's 2009 World Population Data Sheet. So the bulk of the young people, too, the 1.2 billion, almost 90% are in those developing countries. Thus, the problems, when we talk about the Taliban polluting some of the younger minds, Al-Qaeda, etc., that's what you worry about, some of the African countries, etc. I mean, where is the United States in this? Wow. I'll tell you that next. Hang with us.
Yeah. Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
So in Africa, here's the deal. We're not surprised by this. Women give birth to 6 or 7 kids over a lifetime. And the number in the United States is about 2 and 1.5 in Canada. So, of course, the U.S. and Canada will account for some growth, but most of that is from immigration and then the natural increase in the population, you know, births minus deaths, according to what we're just talking about, those high numbers. But overall, the big fat number is 7 billion in 2011. Woo, boy, that's a lot of people. This is America Tonight. If you haven't heard the show, glad you tuned in. Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with you. East, West, and everywhere in between. You can flip me an email day or night, americatonight.net. Last night we were talking about the meteors, whether or not you saw Perseid, if you saw the streaking across the sky in Greece and in other places they did. Tomas's daughter, Rebecca, called in, and she was excited. Her and her friends had seen it in the skies. Man, I was killing myself looking for that thing. I even, when I got done the show, drove around trying to find any kind of a spot to see if I could have, you know, have a clear vision of anything, but it just didn't show. And it was just dark skies and kind of a waffly moon where it was, you know, a half moon, so I didn't get that wonderful view that maybe some of you happen to see wherever you live. Rich is joining us from Michigan. Hey, Rich. Good. I did you see the meteors?
Yeah, I have. I even got some of from 10:30 to 12:26. I've been seeing them. They've been shooting through the sky like a bullet.
So does it look like everybody's saying? And I've seen some pictures in other places. It's just like kind of streaky, right? Like shooting stars.
Yes, and some of them just go just like a shooting. It's
wow.
Tail sometimes they just go through the sky. I heard the Rebecca or whatever.
Right.
Grand Rapids, and now they're coming through like parchment.
How about that? So that's the viewing spot, obviously, to see the meteors. And it was supposed to be last night and tonight, too, as well. So it's the two nights. Again, depends on where you are in the sky. If you're listening to us in Connecticut or Florida or any of those other spots, or Dallas like I am, or in Minnesota, you might not be seeing the same thing. So you lucky dogs up there getting that great view, because I would love, like I said, I've seen the video and I've seen the still pictures, but I would love to be able to see it with the naked eye, but I have not had the pleasure. Rich, thanks for giving us that update, seeing those meteors. So obviously, some people still, and that was the idea, that you would still be able to see them tonight in some spots, but it depends on what you're looking at when you look in the sky. I would think and some of you are listening to us in Iowa, I would think in Iowa you would be able to get a pretty good view of that, but, maybe not. It depends on the moon, certainly depends on the moon as well. And I talked about this a little bit, but I haven't dove into it too deep. And we're going to talk with Jeff Atticott next week more about what's going on with Afghanistan. You know, I said this, that there's no question when we look at the end game here and we look at this war overall, certainly we know there's going to be a request for more troops. That's number one. That's absolutely going to happen. And the other problem is where do you get the money for this police force and for this army? Because it's very different from what we saw in Iraq. They had much more money because of the oil coming in. There's a big difference. And then in the meantime, there's this thing called an election that's happening, and Hamid Karzai is up for re-election. He has lots of support, but there are certainly people, and he should get it, but there are people that think that he is riddled with corruption around him, and he's involved in some of it. So this may be just a push, basically, here. You've got hundreds of Marines and the Afghan soldiers, for what it's worth, that are in that southern Afghanistan area to try to protect the citizens because they've got these elections, right? They go to the polls August 20th. This will be the second presidential election since the fall of the Taliban in 2001, so not very long ago. And what will happen is they'll move to this district in the Helmand province. Follow along with me. Just picture a map. It's a desert. It's a remote area. And the idea is they're trying to go to the more populated areas, but it's most of the people are so spread out in these villages, and they're trying to get as many people to vote as is possible. And certainly we know that in the Helmand region, there have been a lot of Taliban strongholds that have peppered up in and around there, and there have been some massive battles with the Americans, the Afghan forces have been involved in this, and of course the Taliban obviously is the chief enemy that they're trying to get rid of, to snuff out. And see, the other problem here that happens with Afghanistan, I was talking to somebody today about this, is you think of the poppy fields, right, and the opium, and you know that this is where the majority of money is coming from. And the idea is, and this came out the other day, is you get the drug lords, you have a hit list of the drug lords, and that's who you're going to go after, okay? Not the farmer. So you got to be really careful how you do this, because you don't want to blow it with the Afghanistan people, because there's part PR at work here, right? So the idea is, you can't get the farmer. He's not the end game in this. It's strictly the Taliban. It's strictly the people who are making the big bucks off of the opium, because that's where the money is coming from. And Afghanistan is the 11th most dangerous country in the world for journalists. So we're not getting, you know, somebody said this the other day. It might have been Tomas or one of the regular callers or somebody else who had called. But you don't hear very much about Afghanistan. It's tough to get a lot of information out of there, partially because of that. Since 92, you've had 18 journalists that have been killed, and that's 16, most of them, of course, since the war began in 2001, 16 since then. So you'll get, you know, the Associated Press, and, of course, that's The Wire. That'll pop up in the newspapers. That pops up on websites. So you have two people that are there for the AP, but, you know, they were just wounded in a roadside IED thing, a blast. And that's what's happened. So it's risky to send people there. And, of course, there's people that want to be over there. But the information that comes out, I mean, it's at a trickle, even much different than I think Iraq was. Remember, you had lots of embedded reporters. And this is kind of the same idea here. But you have less people that want to be embedded and less news organizations that want to take the risk with some of their people, even if they want the information, they want the coverage. I mean, traditionally, hey, where news happens, journalists go, right? But with the risks that are involved in both what happened in Baghdad and the surrounding areas in Iraq and Afghanistan, a little bit trickier situation. So very little leaks out of Afghanistan. So I'm very anxious to talk to Jeff Atticott, as I mentioned before, about what really, truly is ultimately the end game and what's the idea in trying to thwart the Taliban. What's the ultimate game plan? There's got to be more boots on the ground. You know, that was the mistake of Iraq, right? Initially in the invasion, the second waves, the surges, as they called them, they were much more successful. Of course, later down the road, years later, if there are more men on the ground initially, because if you're going to deploy them anyway, if you get more bodies there, maybe there's a better way to stop them. Of course, you're talking about, again, you're talking about a group of people who are heavily motivated because of the massive amounts of money that they're getting from this drug product, which is, again, different than the situation that you had in Iraq, right? So, big difference. There's another freaky story that I didn't get to that I wanted to get to this hour, and I promise we'll have somebody on to talk about this, because I was stunned. I shouldn't say I was stunned, but I was surprised when I saw the story about the Brazilian TV host who ordered killings to try to get ratings. Wasn't there a movie about that? Wasn't Nicole Kidman in a movie where they did something like that? Anything to beef up the ratings, the product? And this happened for real. They were dying to get on the television program, literally. We're going to have somebody on from that program, from Rio de Janeiro, next week on America Tonight.
Hello! Wake up and smell the calamity!